1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
As I mentioned, Herb Sewell, the author of Living Guilt Free, is with us now. There was a stipulation made, I understand, Mr. Sewell, by your representatives, that we not discuss your police record, any aspect of that. And that, is that your understanding?
Yes, it is my understanding, yes. And there are reasons for that. I think it detracts from the I hope, ultimately, very positive discussion we can have about these kinds of crimes. But, yes, I was incarcerated.
For felonies?
Yes, decidedly so, for felonies, yes. And they were not crimes that I am proud of. And I was incarcerated for a period of 8 years at the Atascadero mental health facility in Atascadero, California. And
now, for people, if I could interrupt you, sir?
Yes.
The Atascadero Hospital is a hospital for the criminally insane. Is that correct?
You can use whatever semantical term you wish, but the hospital is a forensic facility, yes. And these are secured patients, yes. But it is a very dignified setting. And I felt it did do me a world of good in rehabilitating myself. I'm very deeply sorry for what I did. It all seems like quite a nightmare. What I have been through and what I've seen others do leads me to certain opinions, and then I express them in my book.
Well, you have certain opinions about the Michael Jackson case.
Absolutely.
Which is why we have you on the program. And tell me what those are. Michael Jackson is not guilty of anything. We want to be clear.
You must be clear that Michael Jackson is not guilty of anything. There is a trial going on in the press right now about Michael Jackson, but he's not guilty of anything. But I think the point that must be brought to the surface and brought to bear in the minds of your listeners, the fans of Michael Jackson, I think, know this as well, that we have to look at the severity of what he's charged with. And I wrote this book, and I'm on your program, and I'm doing the press interviews that I'm doing, because after you've seen what I've seen, and after you've been through what I've been through, you know, incarcerated at one of the top forensic hospitals in the country, Michael Jackson, what he's accused of, I think, has to be put into context. And Living Guilt Free is a book about that.
Well, what do you mean by putting it into context? In other words, he's accused of child molestation.
I know what he's accused of, and I know what that crime is. And I'm not trying to necessarily dismiss it, but I think that if you have seen what I've seen, and you most decidedly heard what I've heard, because 8 years in Atascadero, which is a psychiatric forensic hospital, you hear things, and you hear the other patients talking, and you hear what they've done, and I can tell you this with great confidence. What Michael Jackson is accused of doing doesn't even begin to compare. And it's to that reality that I want to address myself. I think the state of California and the nation as a whole is devoting far too much energy to this case. And
In what way? I mean, because he's a very big performer.
In this way, what he's accused of, if he brought that up, if Michael Jackson were incarcerated at Atascadero and in some of the hospitals, some of the forensic psychiatric hospitals that I had been transferred from, he would be laughed off the yard. There's no patient. He's not going to say, well, hello, I'm Michael Jackson and I touched a kid, and anyone, it's not even going to raise an eyebrow. And you have to realize what we have some people incarcerated for. You have to realize what we have some people incarcerated at forensic hospitals, which, you're right, Phil, and I don't mean to be euphemistic, they are hospitals for the criminally insane. Violent, some of them may be, some are not. But you listen to their stories, and you see some of the things that I've seen.
Why are you laughing? Is that a nervous laugh you have?
It's a nervous laugh. It also is a laugh that comes from the memory of some of the things that I did and that others did. And the Michael Jackson case is far too trivial for people to be even paying any attention to it. And I think the people of the state of California are rather amusing when you look at them getting all bent out of shape, if you will, you know, over you know, what he supposedly did.
But if I'm hearing you correctly, you're saying that what Michael Jackson did, or not, you know, did, but what he's alleged to have done, is nothing compared to what you've heard.
Absolutely.
And all right, but let's follow this logic. Does that mean we don't prosecute him?
I would say, and you're just asking my opinion, I'd say that it is an enormous waste of taxpayer money to prosecute him for this, to use the crude terms that you hear inside a prison, for this chicken blank, you know, this chicken S, that he has...
Well, look, there was a child involved who might have been hurt.
I understand that, but there are certain things that you look at. If I'm looking at this from the standpoint of a former incarcerated forensic patient, and what I did and what others like me have done, and believe me, if I got into the specifics, it would make you want to vomit. So I don't want to get into the specifics.
All right, you don't have to get into the specifics. You don't have to, but you're saying, in other words...
What I'm saying is, you people obsess over Michael Jackson, what he's supposed to have done, and walking the streets around you are people like me and others that... I'm very sorry for what I did, but I can tell you that there are others that I met in some of these hospitals. You know, I don't know whether they're sorry or not, you know.
All right, I'm going to give our phone number out. It's 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, if I could interrupt, I'm trying to say that Michael Jackson's alleged crime is small potatoes in the overall scheme of what's going on out there with regard to crimes against children, crimes against people.
I don't know really that I want to get into the specifics, as we said, of what Michael Jackson's accused of. Some of it sounds pretty unseemly. Some of it sounds terribly hurtful.
It absolutely does. And
so we don't prosecute this.
I'm not saying don't prosecute it. I'm saying that you look ridiculous. When I say you, I mean the public in general looks a little silly when they obsess over this man as if he is the Antichrist. And you hear a lot of the, you can listen to the talk programs that I listen to, or you can watch the, you know, the television, and you hear these people get up and scream and yell, and oh, and they go outside the homes of some of these people, and they say you should move out of the neighborhood, and they look positively pathetic. It could be a waste of time prosecuting him for such a petty crime. And there is a
petty crime. You call it a petty crime, but again, what we're talking about is a child that was apparently harmed. Is a child that was
apparently harmed. Phil, again, what I did, and I don't want to get into the specifics, but what he's alleged to have done and what I did, would, if I told you on the air right now what I did to get myself incarcerated at Atascadero Hospital, Forensic Psychiatric Hospital, which means these are criminals, you know, I mean, I don't have to spell it out for you.
No, I understand.
But and what he is alleged to have done, I think it is a mockery of justice. And I think that, I think if the American people knew what I did, for instance, and what other patients did that I talked to, some of the people that you meet during recreation time, some of the people you meet during your food dinner preparation during dinner, or in wherever you are assigned to work, and you get to talk to some of these old-timers, and the stories they'll tell you, and I listened and I overheard them repeat in graphic detail what they did, and you know, and then you get out and you go and you read about Michael Jackson, and you look at how people react to him, and you just feel very sorry for them, and you do sort of stifle a laugh.
Well, you're saying the people of California, in wanting to prosecute Michael Jackson, look silly.
Absolutely, yes. And I'm trying to save them from embarrassment. I'm trying to save them from looking stupid to the country's 10 to 15,000 criminally incarcerated psychotics who have been incarcerated for crimes of this kind. I'm trying to get them to not look so stupid to the 10 to 15,000 psychotic incarcerated, criminally incarcerated psychotics in the United States. And that's why I'm saying I think it's time that we just realize that what Michael Jackson's accused of is chicken, you know.
And all right, hold the line here. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Boy, the air is dry out here in California, and I've got this allergy thing. We're talking with Herb Sewell. I haven't heard the guy come right out and say that Michael Jackson shouldn't be prosecuted, but that's basically what he's saying. He's saying that what Michael Jackson is accused of, in comparison to what Mr. Sewell had been incarcerated for, and he spent 8 years at a hospital for the criminally insane. He calls it a forensic hospital. And what others, he says, what Michael Jackson's accused of is, quote, small potatoes, and makes the American taxpayer look foolish, even wanting to prosecute it. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Is this the kind of a crime that you basically judge on the curve? In other words, if it's not as bad as some other things, should it even be addressed? 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Pull your head out of your ass. Plug into the world. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Herb Sewell, I think you want to just spit out what you're saying.
Well, I've been trying to say it.
Well, just say it. I think you're dancing around this a little bit.
So if I'm dancing around it, I apologize. I think that what Michael Jackson's accused of is so small time, so it's such trivial, insignificant small potatoes. Compared to what you, what I've seen and what I've done, you know, before I was rehabilitated, before I had met the staff at Atascadero and that we had the interaction, and it really is a wonderful place because you are given a sense of dignity and respect. There is some violence. Certainly there's violence. You're talking about locked up psychotic criminal psychotics. And yes, there'll be violence. But through it all, I tried to grow. And but the things that I did, I needed to be locked away, you know. And Michael Jackson, when I read about what he did, I literally have to go into a room where there is no one, close the door, and hope that I can sort of put some padding under the crack of the door so no one will hear me laugh hysterically. And
what do you mean laugh hysterically?
I'm literally brought to tears. When everyone is fretting and wringing their hands, like one of these grandmothers, I'll tell you something. One of the things that I did that I'm not proud of, and I've been through this, is I did beat an elderly woman almost to death, and I did it one night with a lamp off of a table, and it was at a home where my mother was staying, and I did pay my. I did pay my dues for that. I paid my debt to society. But the point is that that woman that night that I almost beat to death is that hand-wringing kind. And
all right, you're getting into some areas here. You didn't want to talk about this.
No, I did not.
And I've been very careful to respect your wishes, and I don't want to talk about it. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Eva. Go ahead, Eva. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi, Eva.
Hi, I just wanted to make a comment and also give my opinion.
Yes, of course.
First of all, the psycho that just called your show.
No, I'm still here. I'm still here. My name is Herb.
Okay,
Sewell.
Well, a sex offender will always be a sex offender, and it seems.
Eva?
Okay.
Are you there? You're not there?
Right. Yes, I'm here. Okay, well, it seems to me that he.
Is there someone talking to you? Because if there is, we're going to have to move on.
Okay. Can you hear me? Okay.
I can hear you. You've got to turn your radio down. That's
right.
What's going on.
All right.
Eva, this is Herb Sewell. I hear what you're saying. And I know that I did monstrous things. I know I did monstrous things. I know that. I'll live with that for the rest of my life.
But anyway, this is not about you. This is not about you.
But I'm saying, compared to what I did, Michael Jackson and when he touched a boy, he let the boy look at a picture of a naked boy. You know, it's enough to make you want to lose your mind.
I just feel like you're minimizing the fact that this could have happened and it may not have happened. But the point is, and I understand your point of view in terms of, yes, he's a celebrity, so of course people are going to give him more, they're going to make this more sensational.
Yes.
And the fans are confusing their preference in the artist Michael Jackson versus the men that may or may have not abused a child.
Well, but the fans know that he's not a monstrosity. You see, I was a monstrosity. Michael Jackson's not a monster. He's not a monstrosity. If you want a monstrosity, you're talking to one. I was a walking
monster. We shouldn't minimize the fact that he does have to be trial. He does have to go in trial,
yeah.
And he needs to be fine whether he is innocent or guilty.
But I just think it's a waste of money, that's all.
Well, what I'm saying, I don't personally think it's a waste of money. I mean, he has to go to trial like any other person that has been accused of such a crime.
All right, but please keep in mind that while Michael Jackson's on trial for this so-called crime, there are 10 to 15,000 incarcerated criminal psychotics who are going to be laughing themselves
out in the streets at this moment.
Who are going to be laughing themselves sick. They're going to be laughing.
What I'm saying is,
do you want to look bad in front of all those people?
What I wanted to say is, where is the parents' responsibility on all of this? I mean, where
was my point?
In the parents of that kid?
When I was on trial, that was my point.
But you're not letting the lady finish.
Well, I'm agreeing with her. When I two separate trials, I tried to make that point. You can't blame me entirely. What about the parents?
Yes,
you know,
about
so
the
she,
parents also. Yes. And right. I honestly, my own personal opinion, I think this is all about money because I honestly can possibly believe that if Michael Jackson was to abuse a child, he's going to abuse a child that have cancer, and nevertheless, children that he has helped.
Well, I knew a man at a Tascadero who abused a child that was missing legs. You know, you see what I'm saying? And when Michael Jackson's accused.
Okay, all right, I don't want to,
like
All right, look at Eva, thank you. I got to move on. Thank you.
He is not guilty or guilty. We have to let this for the...
I don't want to talk about the specifics of the crime.
For the trial to go on and for them to make
a Michael Jackson fan?
Based on what is the proof.
Eva, can
what
I ask
do they
you?
Have? What is the evidence?
She is a babbling Spanish type, isn't she? Is Eva there?
Please don't insult the caller.
I'm sorry, are you there? Dear, are you a Michael Jackson fan?
I'm actually not a fan. I love his music, but I am not a fan.
Well, as I was going to say, the fans know what I'm talking about.
I am a parent, and
Eva,
I gotta go.
I think she's got her radio turned up. 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over here to Lisa. Lisa, go ahead.
Hi, this is Lisa,
Lisa.
Have a comment.
Go ahead, ma'am.
You know, I'm in Los Angeles, and you're talking about the severity of the crime.
Yes.
And what he did, it just doesn't compare to what you did.
Well, what I did and what others like me were locked up for. I was in a locked facility.
Yes, you should be. Why would it matter if he just did a minor thing to a child? Breaking the law is breaking the law, whether it's a minor offense or a major offense.
Well, that's
all it is the extent of how you'll be punished.
But they're writing about him as if he's a monster, you see. He's not a monster. I was a monster. They should
Anyone
be writing...
Anyone that demonizes a child is a monster no matter what degree.
Well, you say demonizes a child. Now, I can tell you that laying down next to a kid and touching him, touching him on his butt, that doesn't even begin to compare to what I did.
Why are we comparing severity?
Yeah,
the laws are
still
there to protect all degrees of abuse.
Well, but you see,
it doesn't matter what you do.
Michael Jackson has contributed so much to this society that I think you need to put it into context as to what it was that he is alleged to have done. I was a monster, as I've said. I was a monstrosity, a walking creature. And for 8 years, I was locked up, and rightfully so, in a facility where I underwent chemical castration, electroshock, insulin shock, just to name a few things. They even discussed lobotomizing me. You know, you can well imagine how I didn't want that to happen.
What does it matter, the treatment you received or...
Because that's what kind of a monster I was. Michael Jackson, on the other hand, has a place up there called Never Never Land.
How do you know that this is not? This is just maybe a stepping stone. I don't know if he's guilty or not.
Good point, good point.
But point is, if he is, this needs to be stopped no matter what degree. They are children.
Well, I understand that, but I just don't think we should. You should treat it more as a drunk driving arrest, is all I'm saying.
All right, we'll be right back with Herb Sewell on The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jack Ball, it's entertainment. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
That's what I'm saying.
That's an interesting point. We're on with Herb Sewell, a man who has written a book called Living Guilt-Free, a man who has been incarcerated for crimes against... And you don't want me to talk about the specifics of your crimes, but you've already copped to the fact that you... assaulted an old lady, correct?
I brought that up as an example, Phil, but I don't want the specifics. No, I'm simply saying to you that the security risk that the prosecution of Michael Jackson presents to the thousands of people who work the forensic hospitals is bad, because
your point is that all of these criminally insane people who are locked up, who have done horrible things, are laughing hysterically at this Michael Jackson prosecution, and they become a security risk.
Because they could suffer relapses. What you're doing is you are introducing into the forensic hospital environment, where these psychotics are right now being treated, you are introducing a variable. When they get the news that Michael Jackson's being prosecuted for... having a purple bed that the little kid slept in, they're going to laugh hysterically. They're going to become they're going to be bouncing off the walls. They won't be, and so that makes it more difficult. And
so you're saying that all of these nuts, excuse my language, but
well, that's what they are, and that's what I was. I was a nut. And it's no, you don't have to apologize to me. I'm not one of those people who takes offense to the word like that, Miss Henry.
All right, but Michael Jackson's prosecution is posing a security risk because all the real criminals, all the real sickies, are going to be laughing so hysterically at this that they'll pose a security risk?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's in a nutshell, yes. If you'll pardon the joke, in a nutshell, you know. But really, Phil...
I don't see anything to laugh about, Mr. Sewell. And
forgive me.
But I honestly don't see anything to laugh about. This is a crime against a child. It's a serious matter. I realize that what you were locked up for was some pretty horrible stuff.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I was a monster. I was a walking monstrosity. You know, I don't even want to go into what it was that I did. It would take up pages. I've got at least my own filing cabinet at the National Institute of Health, Psychiatric Division. You know... And so I don't even want to go into it. And thank God for the modern medications. Thank God for electroshock. Thank God for insulin shock. Because I believe it saved me.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Linda, go ahead.
I cannot believe that we're actually sitting here listening to a psychotic person like this man try to tell us about what's happening with Michael Jackson. I have children. First of all, he should be gone to court just like everybody else. This is about a child. This is about a child that may have been molested by anybody, not including just Michael Jackson. We pay taxes just like everybody else, whether he's a star or anything else. And you sitting up here talking about thank goodness for medication, you're out there, you should still be locked up. You and all the rest of those people who are running around here who did whatever you were supposed to do. You have no idea nothing at all. How could you possibly know anything at all about Michael Jackson?
Well, ma'am, you have to understand that I was
incarcerated. You're not a doctor.
I was incarcerated for some pretty horrible things.
But you're not a doctor, and you should still be incarcerated.
Well,
and you should still. You're laughing about it, it's not a funny situation.
Well, no, it's not. I don't think
it's
not funny.
It's not funny at all, whatsoever.
I was chemically castrated. I've been treated.
Well, you need to be chemically castrated.
Well,
but the bottom line is, this is not a laughing matter. This is about a child.
I think what's happening
here. And Michael Jackson
can I jump in,
is
Linda?
Not better than anybody else.
Linda, let me jump in. It's Phil. What's happening here, Mr. Sewell, is you have a nervous laugh.
I understand that.
Which puts people off a little bit.
But you need to understand that when I think back on the horror that I was, and the fact that I survived it, it's almost amusing. You know, it really is. You should have been me and seen the horror that I inflicted, and now I'm walking around a free man. And
oh,
yes,
my God.
What?
You're an abomination, and you need to still be locked up.
Well,
and the bottom line is, if Michael Jackson did anything, he should be locked up, too. That's the bottom line.
I will tell you a story, Linda. I think you'll find it interesting. When I was at Atascadero, I had gone through the final phase of my treatment, and I talked to a man by the name of Walter Belhaven, who has been at Atascadero now for 33 years. They'll never let him out. The things he's done, they'll never let him out. And he showed me the newspaper. He said, Herb, have you heard about this Michael Jackson? And he literally...
And so you think that the American public, like myself and everybody else, is supposed to go
himself.
On what you say? On what you say happened?
No, I'm saying that Walter Belhaven, the last thing I remember was his howling laughter as I walked through those gates.
Who cares? The bottom line is Michael Jackson is accountable for his own actions like we are. We go to work and get up every day and we have to worry
about
protecting our children.
Well, I'm very surprised you take that attitude. You're African-American,
obviously. No, I'm not surprised about the attitude at all. My attitude is for me to be on the phone.
Are you not a fan?
I'm a psychotic like you in the first place.
Well, Linda,
talking about Michael Jackson. You have no realm in knowing what's happening with Michael Jackson's mind.
Michael Jackson.
And if you lay down with a child and took a picture of a naked child and touched them at all, he was supposed to get prosecuted for it.
It's a crime against a child. Naked? Do you say naked child?
Regardless, it was a child and it's a crime against a child.
Yes, it's
and
a crime.
Be prosecuted like everyone else.
I was prosecuted.
It's not funny either.
I was chemically. I don't think it's funny. It's a nervous laugh.
Well, what
do you find? Look, if you look
what
back,
what I find amusing is that you're going to tell us that you and all your psychotic friends are going to sit up and be hysterically laughing about something that's going on with Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson has children himself, and if someone else had put the shoe on his foot, if he was running around and somebody touched one of his children, he'd be out there trying to kill him.
That's a good point.
But the bottom line is, if he touched somebody else's child, he's supposed to be accountable just like everyone
else.
Hold
on, Linda. I want to ask you something, Mr. Sewell. You mentioned this guy, Walter Belhaven.
Oh, Walter Belhaven was a walking monster. He was a miracle of modern monstrosity. What he did to an entire orphanage of children shouldn't even be repeated. But I will tell you that the last thing I heard was him laughing almost like a hyena, reading about Michael Jackson and saying, can you believe they're prosecuting this chicken and it rhymes with the word bit? And Linda, I can only tell
you exactly what you're saying. The bottom line is, I have children and I have grandchildren.
Yes,
and if Michael Jackson took a picture of one of my children, I would want him to be prosecuted
to
the full extent of the law.
All right, Linda, thank you. I got to move on to another call. Anthony, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
This guy is absolutely insane. He obviously didn't spend enough time because he is as crazy as Michael Jackson if he has done half of what he said he did to children.
But I've told you, I paid my debt to society.
No, you absolutely did not.
Well, how do you know that, sir? I was in...
I can hear you. You're insane and you're a psychopath.
I have a nervous laugh.
That is not true. You're a psychopath.
Thank you, Dr. Mengele.
If you're out today, then you're obviously going to prey on children.
Well, that's like me saying, because your name's Anthony, you're obviously a member of the mafia and probably a stooge.
No, that's
not
you have no idea.
Absolutely.
That's not even in the same realm.
Oh, it absolutely is.
You did commit crimes.
It's like you're defending what Michael Jackson may or may not have done just because you claim to have done it before.
Well, I'm
saying if you spent time in prison, then you should still be there, because the way you act, the way you come across, you're a psychopath. You're
do you know the saying?
Insane.
Do you know the saying? You know, you only gather nuts in the wintertime.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about. You're crazy.
Oh,
you're making,
you know, see, now you're prejudiced.
No,
you're prejudiced. You're prejudiced against the mentally ill.
The fact that you're defending what Michael Jackson did.
I'm not defending what he did.
See?
I'm saying, no, I'm not defending him.
Defending what
I'm saying,
done.
Comparatively speaking, what he did was like popping a boil on someone's rear end. You know, big
you're
wow.
You're talking about and, all
oh,
of the other pedophiles and psychopaths that you know
yes.
and how much worse you know people have done than what
absolutely,
he has done.
Of course.
That doesn't make it any better or worse. It makes it just as bad.
Well, I don't think that you're speaking truth, because you're probably a big Kobe Bryant fan, and he cheated on his wife. I'm sure it doesn't bother you. The
listen,
fact that
listen,
he's,
that is...
Walter Belhaven was laughing like a giddy schoolgirl.
See, the fact that you think that is funny or amusing or a story to
you
relay...
Know, you means, the other thing is that you know all these crazy people.
I will admit that I number among my friends a great many people who have committed horrifying acts, yes. But they're all better now.
No. No. This Walter, whoever, and you...
Walter Belhaven.
You know what? You're insane, and you know insane people, and... predators to
I
children,
do,
and that's the
I, yes,
worst.
I do. I do number among my friends some people who are pretty monstrous. Yes, but they're out and they're healed.
Oh God!
No, they're not healed.
Walter Belhaven. You said they'll never let him out.
No, they won't let him out. No, God no. Oh God no. Walter Belhaven, what he did to 40 young people,
oh,
and he owned a hardware store.
You're diseased. You could,
good God! Hey, thank you, sir.
So let me get into some of the details. First of all, he went and got himself a ball peen ham.
Herb Sewell. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's speed trap. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, I'm back. I have on the line here Dr. Wolfgang Brunner from the Atascadero Hospital. You have worked with Herb?
I have worked with Herb, yes. And I think he's come along very well for what he had been.
You have a radio turned up, probably, Doctor.
All right. I think he's come along very well. Yes, he has.
Okay, Herb, are you there?
I am here, and Dr. Brunner is a marvelous, marvelous doctor. And
you guys need to turn your radios down.
Well, I like to listen to myself, and...
Just turn the radios down. Okay?
Yes.
All right, Dr. Brunner, tell me about the therapy that he's going through.
Herb is doing... What we call recreation, not as recreation, but recreation of the image. And part of that is singing. So we have the song.
Yes, I asked Mr. Hendry, you have the song there for me to sing.
I do. So you're going to sing this song?
Yes.
Because my understanding is a lot of your bits end with the characters sing. I mean, a lot of...
Never mind what my bits end with.
Yes.
Well, I'll go ahead and play it, and you do whatever you're going to do.
Right. This is part of... As soon as I hear this music, I immediately want to... you know, it makes the monstrous things I did not seem so bad.
That's the goal. For her to know that even though he was an animal, almost not human, what he did was not as bad as... Like Walter Belhaven. I treat Walter...
Do you know Walter Belhaven?
Yes, I do, and... He's an animal. He's a walking thing.
She was more like a beauty queen from a music scene, a movie scene. I screwed it all up.
You can keep going, Herb.
No, I can't do it when I screw it up.
Herb, listen to me. This is Dr. Bruno. You can...
I won't do it. I want the song to start again. I told you it's the only thing I ask. I don't ask anything of you. I've given you my life. I've given you my mental health care. Please start it again.
Well, listen to me, Herb.
Listen to these guys.
You can make a mistake and still move on. This is what we're working on.
When I made the mistake with Mrs. Warner, did I move on from that? No. I beat her almost to death with a lamp. Now I want the song to start again.
Mr. Henry, please.
All right, I'll start it again.
It's all I ask. It's not much. When I make a mistake, I want to start all over again.
I understand that, Herb. We are just trying to help you realize that mistakes are part of life.
No, some mistakes are not part of life. What Walter Belhaven did in that orphanage that Sunday afternoon, that isn't just part of life. That's part of a gothic horror novel. He told me the details.
Okay, can we get past Walter Belhaven and move on to...
Yeah, just play the music. He'll be fine.
Walter told me the things that he did. He told me he had left his hardware... All right, here's the music. Okay, I'm better. I was going to say he left his hardware store with a variety of implements, but I hear the music.
You can see, Mr. Henry, how it calms him down when he hears the music. He can focus on something that's positive.
Shut up. Just shut up, Doctor. I've told you to shut up.
Don't tell me to shut up now, Herb. That's not polite.
I know, but you're... Just shut up during the song. She was more like a beauty queen from movie scene. I said I don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one. Move this on the floor, in the round. How am I doing?
You're doing very good. Very good, Herb.
Said that I am the one. Cool dance on the floor. Oh, I screwed it up. No, I screwed it all up.
Look, I gotta move on, man, and get to a break here.
No, you have to let me finish the song. You have to let me finish.
Hold on for a minute. You can finish your song when we come back. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Good.
If you guys want me to play another song, I can do that. I only got about a minute, though.
Do you want to sing again, Herb?
Yes, I want to sing again. I was not allowed to complete the other song.
You were allowed to complete the song, but you did not complete the song out of your own impetuousness and out of your own recalcitrance, I told you.
Dr. Bruno, I'm not trying to be recalcitrant. Oh, I like this. Can I sing to this?
Yes, you may sing to this song. This is Michael Jackson.
Yes. Hey, girl. Damn it, I don't have the lyrics.
Okay, I gotta...
No, hold on.
I gotta go.
No, hold on, please, I beg you. I was a monster once, yes, but I'm better now.
Yes, Phil, let him sing.
All the groovy things you do. I don't know, I don't even know the words to this. I just know that Michael Jackson's taken a hell of a lot of heat off of a lot of sick monsters like me. And we can ride the boogie, whatever that means. Along.
Come on now, you can sing it. I'm not with you. Come on, sing it.
All night.
There you go. Dance with you.
Yeah, doctor, I love you.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You're a butt plug with legs.